This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. World of Agriculture is brought to you by the Iowa Corn Growers Association. The Iowa Pork Producers Association is reflecting on the outstanding Purchase More Ham and Bacon campaign. We'll have more right after this.
You might think Iowa just grows corn, but the truth is, corn grows Iowa. Hi, I'm Stu Swanson, a farmer from Galt, Iowa, and the first vice president of the Iowa Corn Growers Association. Whether you're planting, harvesting, or anywhere in between, as a member of the Iowa Corn Growers Association, you're also actively advocating for our industry. As an ICGA member, you have a voice lobbying on ag issues at the state and federal levels on priorities that impact your farm. Join us today at iowacorn.org/join.
A marketing initiative by the Iowa Pork Producers Association went viral last football season, encouraging consumers to purchase more ham and bacon through a clever name association. Kevin Hall, Iowa Pork Producers Association Communications Director, said the idea took advantage of a huge coincidence.
So basically, the Iowa State football team had some players who had very unique last names that when you added them all together, they were a good way to promote pork. There's Miles Purchase, Tyler Moore, Tommy Hammond, and Caleb Bacon. You put that together, it's Purchase More Ham and Bacon. Could not be more perfect. So we did an NIL partnership with them, and it took off like gangbusters, better than we could have possibly imagined.
The effort achieved national attention within days as it blew up on national news and social media channels.
Within 3 hours, had more than 1 million views on what was formerly Twitter, now X, reached over 2.6 million views, went crazy on Facebook, local media picked it up, and then within a day or two, national media was doing stories on it, and TV stations across the country were running it, ESPN, USA Today, it was everywhere.
Hall said the campaign was a bright spot in what was a challenging time in 2023 for Iowa pork producers.
Well, 2023 was a very difficult year for pork producers economically. They were struggling, losing money on every hog. And this was a great way to put a smile on their face. And our producers just absolutely loved it. Iowa State being an agricultural school and this being a great way to work with players from the university and to promote pork and promote agriculture, it just worked out perfectly. And our producers absolutely loved it.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.